Millions awarded to STC to break digital barriers. Texas Border Business, by Amanda Sotelo. South Texas College has been working to increase digital capabilities for its students, and to support this effort, the college recently received a $2.8 million National Institute of Standards and Technology grant. This grant will allow the college to increase the internet service across all STC campuses, according to STC Vice President of Information Services, Planning, Performance and Strategic Initiatives David Plummer, Ed. D. Here in the Valley, we're making strides in closing the digital divide, and STC is a part of that. We're leveraging what others are doing to also expand on our technical and digital infrastructure, said Plummer. Our goal is that our students will have the best quality infrastructure that supports their learning and academic goals. This grant is going to help us make this possible. The grant, under the Department of Commerce, National Telecommunications and Information Administration Program as part of the Connecting Minority Communities Pilot Program, was awarded to colleges and universities in 29 states and 4 territories, including STC. Access to affordable, reliable, high-speed internet service is necessary for minority students and local communities to fully access school, healthcare and jobs, said Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo. The Department of Commerce has made significant investment into minority-serving colleges and universities, and I am proud to say that all funding from the Connecting Minority Communities program has been distributed to help make internet connectivity a reality for tens of thousands of students at minority-serving colleges and universities across the country. STC's Educational Technologies, Information Technologies and Library and Learning Support Services departments will use the award to upgrade fiber optic bandwidth connectivity between the Mid-Valley, Star County and the technology campuses, upgrade the existing infrastructure and equipment to build capacity in the classrooms at these campuses by converting the technology from analog to digital, increase the adoption of broadband internet services by providing mobile hotspots and student services to at least 350 students, and expand instruction and remote learning opportunities for students by virtualizing specialized desktop software. Interim Chief Information Officer of Infrastructure and Software Development Lucio Gonzalez said receiving this grant is invaluable to the college and its students. The Information Technology Department is extremely happy to receive this grant, as this will enhance the connectivity to campuses across counties and provide virtual computers and software to our students throughout the district, said Gonzalez. I want to thank everyone involved, especially the Resource and Development, Management and Compliance Department for their guidance on this important grant. Dean of Library and Learning Support Services Jesus H. Campos, Ph.D. and Director of Educational Technologies Marie Evans, Ed. D. agree that receiving this grant was an exciting moment. We are honored and grateful for this award, said Campos. We look forward to implementing technology and learning support improvements set out in our submission. Evans added, the Educational Technologies team is excited for the opportunity to upgrade the technical infrastructure of our classroom facilities, which will assist in providing engaging instructional interactions. This was a collaboration among many, and we are so grateful. Plummer said with this grant, STC can develop and implement upgrades and new technology at a much faster pace. Through this grant, we found the right fit for what we are doing, he said. It's been quite the process, but with collaboration and support from our leadership and board of trustees, we're making these advancements happen for the success of our students. The goal is to break the digital barrier.